Okay, today's daf is Basra daf Kufyud. Baruch Hashem, we do have a chance to be able to learn this together, also this cycle. So we are on Kuf Tes Mabez. We'll start right after the parentheses. Just one hosafa from where we ended off. Last night we mentioned we got into at Derech Agav based on the discussion of Yerusha, whether you go to Mishpachas Av or Mishpachas Eim, and the Gemara said Mishpachas Av, Kriya Mishpacha. So we asked, what about from the Gemara, from the Pasuk by Pesal Micha? Was he from Yehuda? Was he from Levi? We ended up saying that maybe he ultimately was from Levi, but he was just called Yehuda because he did Maisa of Menashe, who came from Yehuda. And really, Menashe was Moshe, but they called it him Menashe because he did a Maisa Menashe, Avodah Zarah. So a couple of questions that we ended off with. Number one is, why Dafka was that name picked, Menashe? There were many kings that were not so great in the times of the Malachim. Why is it that Menashe was picked? So two ideas the Marsha has. Number one is that, well, really, it was Moshe. That was his grandfather. So Moshe is close. You just add an avav, you know, not switching the whole word. So it makes it easy just to switch that. Lufisha should be Shem Menashe. Yotzi Shem Moshe Nakat Shem Menashe. Falo Shem Sha'ar Malachim Shayu Gamkin Ov De'avodes Kochavu Mazalos. Number one. Number two. V'yodei Shlomar Bo de kemo sha'asa Menashe tshuva b'cholibo kenasa Yehonas an tshuva b'cholibo. Just like at the end of his life, Menashe, we know there's a story in Chelek, but more in the Yerushalmi, the end of his life, he did tshuva, which wasn't the method of tshuva wasn't so great, but at the end, the Gemara says that he did. So too, Yehonas an, as we'll see in our Gemara, did tshuva. Okay, number one. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada has another suggestion based on the Gemara in Yevamos. One of the worst things Menashe ever did. Menashe did a lot of bad things. One of the worst things he did was to kill his grandfather Yeshayahu Anavi. And the Gemara describes in Yevamos what was the argument between Yeshayahu and Menashe at the when he was going to put him to death. Says the Gemara, Mem tes amid beis in Yevamos. And the Ben Yehoyada says, this is exactly why we say Moshe and Menashe in our Gemara. It says, Mishnah Rabbi Yaakov Kavanaki, the Kasava Menashe Haragas Yeshayahu. Amar Rava, Maiden Daini Vakatla. He judged him. Amarle, Moshe Rabcha Amar Kilo Yirani Hadam Vachai. Moshe says in the Torah that you're not allowed to, is it possible for a human being to see Hashem? V'yata Amarta, you said, Yishayo Perek Vav, that was his Maisa Merkava. V'yata Amarta, V'era'e as Hashem, Yoshev Akisei Ramadisa. Moshe says otherwise. Moshe Rabcha Amar Mi Kashem Elokeinu. B'chol Kareinu Elav. You can call to Hashem whenever you want. V'yata Amarta, Tirshu Hashem, V'himatso. There's a specific time. Moshe Rabcha Amarath Mispar Yamecha Amalei. I will fill out your days. V'yata Amarta. And you told Chizkiyo Amelech after he had a child. V'osavti al Yamecha Chameshes V'shana. So you're going against Torah's Moshe. Obviously in not in a silly sense, not in a real kasha sense. Amar Yishayo, Yadana Beidolo Makabo Bada Emale. I know that you're not really asking me questions. You're giving me a statement to question form. So it's no use for me to say anything. The Emale Ashav Yemezid. And the more I say, the worse it's going to be for you in the future. So better for me not to say anything. Amar Shem, and then he tells a story that he made himself into a tree. Okay, but either way, what do you see from the Gemara says to Ben Yehoyada? He was using Moshe Rabbeinu as if he was being Mekane L'Shem Shamayim. Mekane L'Shem Moshe, says the Ben Yehoyada. That's why here, Dafka, he was Menashe and Moshe have that connection. Moshe changed to Menashe, not just because of the only switching one letter, but because the Afagav the Kol Divrei Alilahem Akol Zel LeEinei Haroim Kinas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Hu Miskane. V'lochein Kam B'Mokam Sheroi Luchta Moshe Nechtav Menashe. Okay, that's the Ben Yehoyada. So okay, it's related to Menashe and Moshe. Now we continue with other items on our list. Amar Belazar LaOlam Yidbak Adam B'Tovim. There is an idea of when one gets married to look at the family. Look at the family of the one you're marrying. Yidbak Adam B'Tovim. Right, what is it? Where do you know that from? Shaharei, Moshe, Shanasa, Bas Yisro, Yatsavim, Eno, Yehonasan. Aro, Shanasa, Bas Aminadav, Yatsavim, Eno, Pinchas. Moshe Rabbeinu married into, again, it was all Hashkacha, you have to put all different Chazals together. But there is an element that Moshe married into Yisro's family. Yisro's family didn't have such a great Yichus. And that his grandson, ultimately, Yehonasan, as we just described, Aaron married Bas Aminadav, right? Nachshon and Yatsav Yehuda, meaning the, from the family of Nachshon, Yatsav Yehuda Pinchas, and therefore Pinchas came out, right? He married, obviously, as we'll see, Elisheva. Pinchas, says the Gemara, Lav mi Yisro Asi. What? Pinchas didn't come from Yisro also? Vaksiv, Elazar ben Aaron, Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph. Elazar, Vaksiv, Elazar ben Aaron, Lachak lo bebros putia lo lisha. Right, it says Elazar ben Aaron, right, took from a wife from Benos Putiel. My love, the Asi mi Yisro. Doesn't Putiel mean that he came from Yisro? Shepite magalam avodah zara, that he fattened cows to avodah zara. Doesn't that show that Pinchas also came from, Yisro, and not just from the, other side, from Aminadav? So the Gemara says, lo, what, Putiel could mean something else. The Asi mi Yosef, shepitpate bi Yisro. Maybe he came from Yosef, who fought his Yetzer Hara. Says the Gemara of Alu Shvatim of Azan also, but don't we have another Chazal that the Shvatim made fun of Yisro as he was going and doing what he needed to do at the beginning of, at the end of Parshas Balak, right? The Shvatim made fun of him. Yomrim Reisim Ben Putizeh Ben Shepite Mavi Imo Agal Mavodah Zara Yarug Nasi Shevim Yisrael. Right? So you saw he did come from Yisro also. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish the sentence. The Gemara says you're right. Really, he came from both. Ella iavua di ime mi Yosef. If you say his mother's father was from Yosef, imi di ime mi Yisro. His mother's mother was from Yisro. Iavua di ime mi Yisro, imi di ime mi Yosef. Okay, he had both lineages. Dekanami dechsid mi bros Putiel Tarti. Shvamina. Also, says the Gemara, Putiel sounds like there's two reasons why he's named that. What do you get for the word Putiel? So the Rashbam says either because there's a Yud there, you don't need the Yud, or Putiel sounds like midechsid binos. Benos sounds like shtei benos shel pitput, right? Different ways to understand that that word. Okay, a lot to talk about here on these lines. First, going back on the last line, the Shvatim made fun of him. Right? That this person is going to kill a nasi. So Chassam Sofer writes in Maseches Nida a little charifas, where he says the Shvatim were saying Zimri ben Salu was a nasi. If Zimri ben Salu was a nasi, memela he must have had yichus from his family lineage. Or else he wouldn't have been a nasi. V'yim Kain, says the Chassam Sofer, Pinchas she'ein imo mi Yisrael, shaharei avi imo piti magalam avodah zarah. Assume that's what they were saying. Lo yachol ladun ela kayosef hazeh. So we know from the Gemara in Yevamos, ger don ger chavero. But a ger can't be a judge of someone who has imo mi Yisrael. And that's why they said, how could he do this to the nasi hashevet, somebody who is miyuchas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, v'hotzi milibam. V'yichzu achar elazar aviv. Kivan she'aviv miYisrael, lo ichbas lan she'ena miyuchas mitzad aviv imo. So, it was a halachic issue that they were using. V'yosha lo ichbas lan mimasha yekodem matan Torah, shalachar matan Torah shukulam. And afterwards, what happened before matan Torah doesn't make a difference, as we'll get to, but Hashem later on the daf. Number one. Okay, the Gemara also says here, again, lo olam, Yidvak Adam Betovim. So what is Yidvak Adam Betovim? So the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch talks about this. You look at the beginning of Evan Ezer, where the mitzvah of Peruvu is discussed, and the mitzvah of marriage is discussed. The Shulchan Aruch says, the title of Siman Beis, Sheyishtadol Kal Adam Likach Lo Isha Haguna. Gotta take a proper wife. What's a proper wife? So Lo Yisa Adam Isha Sheyish Bashum Psul. Okay, you can't marry a woman who has a psul. So there's a Dvar Aveira, with a woman. Ramah, call out to Isha Psula Bishamon, have a little banim sheinim muhuganim, marry someone just for their money, right? And they don't have the other milas. You know, if they have all the milas and they happen to have money, that's not a problem. But if they don't have the other milas and one is doing it l'shem, not a good reason, that's a problem. And then the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says, call out mishpachos b'cheskas ksheros, umutu lisa v'em l'chadchila. Right, and you don't have, you can assume that everybody is becheskes kashrus. Families have becheskes kashrus, not just individuals. Families have becheskes kashrus. If you see, based on the Gemara and Kiddushin, if you see families that are always fighting, that might reflect something. The Gemara says mishkachos, mishpachos bizgaros zubazu tamid. So that might be a raya, might be a red flag if they're always fighting on many levels. So the Shulchan Aruch goes through all of these halachas. Then in Sivav, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo olam yishtadel adam lisa bas tamar chacham. Ulahasi bito la tamar chacham. Lo matza bas tamar chacham yisa bas goli ador. Lo matza bas goli ador yisa bas rashi kinesios. Lo matza rashi kinesios yisa bas gabait stucha. Lo matza. Is it be married to a family where the family is involved in Torah and Mitzvahs? That's the message of the Gemara, and it's one of the sources in Shas that it's based on. It's Gemara in Pesachim Mentes, but also our Gemara right here. But again, ultimately, I've heard Bas Talmud Chacham might also mean she acts like a Bas Talmud Chacham. Even if the family might not have the greatest yichus, if the girl has all the milos, if the boy has all the milos, so that's the focus. If they have midos and they have considerate and sensitive and all the milos, so then that is someone that one needs to look at. Again, the Ben Yoyada emphasizes that it doesn't matter how great the person, let's say I'm looking to get married, it doesn't matter how great I am. Because it's from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says. The Gemara even calls out Moshe Rabbeinu a little bit. Right? Again, not that Moshe, this was Yata Deshmaya that he was supposed to marry Tzipora. But there is that element that is called out by Moshe as well. Okay, we'll get to a little more about marriage in a couple of lines. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now, fourth line. Amarava, famous line. Amarava, Hanose Isha, Tzorach Sheyivdach Ba'acheha. If you marry a woman, you got to check out her brothers, because that's how the kids are going to look. Sarash Yivdok Bach or B. Shneamar Vayikach Aharon Es Elisheva Basa Minadav Achos Nachshon. Right, Aaron took Elisheva, the daughter of Aminadav, the sister of Nachshon. Well, don't I know that already? Mimashva Shneamar Basa Minadav Eni Yodea Shachos Nachshon. I already know Basa Minadav. So don't I know that he's marrying the sister of Nachshon, Mata Balomar Achos Nachshon? Me can't emphasize, Shanoze Ishan, Sorch Shivda Bacheha. You gotta look at the brothers, to know what the children are gonna be like. Tana, Rov Banim, Domin, Lachi, Ha'eim. Rov Banim are like the mother's brothers, and therefore that's something to look at before one gets married. The Mefarshim talk about so what about Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu married someone without the greatest brother in the world, right? And he had a lot of trouble with his wife's brothers, right? So how did that work? So obviously there were exceptions to the rule. If you know from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or if you have a simanim that this is who you're supposed to marry, right? If there's ever water coming up from the well to the, you know, you can know that that's a simon. We spoke yesterday about sometimes Hashem, you know, misleads us, right? The wrong siyata deshmaya, says Reb Tzadok. I think that one is a good call though. If the water's coming up, so then that would be good too. Says the Meiri on this Gemara. Klal gadol shebedivrei chachamim v'shechel darchei Torah tuliyim bo lios kol ma'isav shel adam l'shem shamayim hein b'shashu osa mitzvah hein mitzvah shelo ya'asena derech hergol u'mitzvah mulumada. When we do mitzvahs, right, based on the pasuk in Yishayo, we should do mitzvahs focus with kavana. Hein derech b'darchei ha'olam. Not only mitzvahs, life. We should do life l'shem shemayim. Kemo sharamzu b'chol d'rachecha de'ehu. Right, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, and the Rambam discusses. Through all of my ways I should know God. Af kishemikayim mitzvas nisuin. Even, says the Rambam, says the Meiri, when I get married. Sarach shedei kavanaso l'shemayim. I'm not just in it for myself. I'm in it for God. V'sheyishtado bohem l'hamid mimenu toldos hagunos uponos l'avodas Hashem. Marriage is about building a bayis neman v'yisrael. It's not about enjoying myself with my spouse. That's hopefully a good byproduct and a needed part of the marriage. But the ultimate point of a marriage is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'ata roi lo shi'idaktik b'nisuv lisa basavos. That's why he has to be careful about who one marries, and that's what he says, the context of all of these gemaras. V'yal kal panim yivdok ba'acheha yoser mikulam sherov banim domim l'achiyayim. Tseyu l'mad, me'aron, shenasa basamina devachos d'achshon. Tseyu b'dok b'todosav shevei olam lehaviru as aderech. Okay, does it emphasize, give the problem that the Achronim bring in, what about Yaakov Avinu, right? You can quote by Arad, what about Yaakov? Again, ultimately, a marriage is to bring L'shem Shemayim. We've quoted often, but again, it's important to quote it maybe in this context as well. The Rambam, in Pirshei Mishnayos, in Pirkei Avos, the Rambam writes that there are three types of chaverim on the Mishnah of Aseilecha Rav, K'neilecha Chaver. The Rambam quotes, I'll read the Lashon this time, V'chaverim Shlosha Sugim. There are three types of chaverim, says the Rambam in the Hebrew translation of the Arabic. Number one, chever l'toeles. Chever for toeles, kegon chaver shnei ha-shutfin. Uka chever is ha-melech u-tzva'o. Right, partners, you have a business relationship and we can do something together that we can't do alone. Okay, chever l'toeles. Then we have chever hana'a, What's chever hana'ah? He says there are two types of chever hana'ah. Chever tainug, somebody who I enjoy being with. Tainug, I enjoy, and I enjoy their company. And chever bitachon, I trust them. I can tell them my secrets, right? I can confide in them. They're a confidant, right? That's both chever toelas. I either enjoy their company or I can trust them, and that's also that's something that I get out of it. Chever bitachon sheyil adam chaver shedaito somechas alav sheino nishra mimenu v'lo b'maisa v'lo b'dibur. He could keep a secret. Umagala lo kol inyanav hatov mehen v'hara b'li sheyachash mimenu. A good friend, a best friend even, right? That's number two. And that could be also a husband and a wife. But husband and wife obviously has to have the higher level as well. Says the Rambam, the highest level, chever l'dvar na'aleh, a chever for a higher purpose. Hu shetia kimias shneihem u'matarasam le'inyan echad. The striving and the desire for both of them is to a shared common goal. V'hu asiyas hatov. V'yirtza kol echad mehem la'he'azer b'chavero kedei lahasig oso hatov l'shneihem yachad. And they both help each other to achieve that ultimate goal. The Rambam's example of this, v'zeu ha'chaver shetziva b'kriyaso. And that's the Mishnah, k'neilach ha'chaver. What's that? The Rambam's example is a Rebbe and a Talmud. That's the Rebbe and Talmud. They're both together there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we might extend it to a husband and a wife, based on the Meiri here, that the goal is to create a marriage and a family to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is also what the Rambam could be referring to as well. The Noda Behuda also emphasizes, we've quoted this in Divrei Musar in the past, emphasizes we have to really know the priorities when one is going to find a wife, or even, Baruch Hashem, those who have been zochet to have many years of marriage, to keep appreciating one's wife, right, and one's husband, right? What we look for? The Noda Behuda is the tshuva that he has, if you remember, in Eben Ezer, where he discusses... One of his students asked him that he's going out with a girl, or the girl's going out with a boy, I think that's what it was. The girl was going out with a boy, Ayin Tess, and the boy's name was the same as her father. Right? Is that, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says it's not so appropriate. So, there are two, the whole tshuva, it's only two paragraphs, short tshuva. But both paragraphs are very important. Number one, he says, Da Talmidei HaChaviv, V'yiyu Dvarim Elu Chakukim Aluach Libecha, L'Zikaron HaKlal HaGadol. Remember what I'm going to tell you. He says, "She'ein l'chol ha'chachamim sha'achar ha'talmud rishus lomar dover neged ha'talmud." You can't argue on the Gemara. We had this a couple of days ago. You can't argue on the Gemara, right? Where the Rama quotes in Eben Ezer in Choshe Mishpatzim and Chafei, right? Ravina, the Gra quotes on that Rama. Ravina v'Ravashi sofa ra. You can't argue on the Gemara. Period. So if somebody argues on the Gemara, either they're not one of the Chachmei HaMasorah, or they're not really arguing on the Gemara. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, one of the great Balei HaTosfos, who wrote Sefer Chassidim, there are some things in there, especially in his Sava, that are against the Gemara. So we can't say that he's not one of the Balei HaMasorah, so it must be that he didn't really mean that as halacha. He saw, Baruch HaKadosh, that these Zivugim would not be Olim Yafeh for his family. And therefore, those are the instructions he gave to his family. But it's not meant to be halacha because it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, he says, two brothers can't marry two sisters. And the Gemara says, gives examples of two brothers marrying two sisters. He says, gives other examples. He says you shouldn't marry your niece. And the Gemara says it's a good idea to marry your niece, as we'll see soon. There are many examples. That's paragraph number one, so don't worry about it. And also, it was a second name that was added to the father. It says, don't worry about it. And then the second paragraph, which is important for us now, he says, and I don't understand these kind of questions. I get these kind of questions all the time. Nobody's asking me that, oh, she doesn't have all the midas tovos. Should I marry her? No, they're all interested in these technical issues that have to do with a relationship. How about the ikar reason, what you look for in a wife or in a husband? That's the ikar. He says, nobody asked me those questions. Says... Let's continue. He says, "V'tamani al rova olam shall aseis bitam la'am ha'aretz who pasher that slum. No problem. Ve'ino choshish lehimana v'neged dibre chazal sh'amr kilu kofta me'nichal f'ne'ari u'leschatin im surve me'rabanan sh'shmo kishmo heim shalim." It continues. You have to know the priorities in life when one looks for Again, as anybody who gets calls as a rav, as anybody, get calls sometimes. It's a great guy. It's a great girl. They have all the milas. Oh, I heard their great uncle's husband's mother was this and that. The boy, the girl are amazing. The family's amazing. we have to know exactly what the levels are in terms of what we look for in a shidduch. Okay. Two other osafas. One is a trivia question. It's just interesting to ask. It comes up from this Gemara. Okay, it's a trivia question at the Shabbos table. The only nuclear family in the Torah that have five people in their family all start with the letter Aleph. All start with the letter Aleph. So we have it right here. Aaron HaKohen, you can figure out the nuclear family yourself. But two of them are mentioned right here. Three of the sons start with Aleph. Okay, but there's a Tosfos. Tosfos in Yevamos quotes our Gemara as well. The Gemara there, what the Noda Yehuda was just referring to, was that you should marry a niece. It's a good idea to marry a niece. Okay, we don't do that b'zman hazeh, but the Gemara in Yevamos says that it's a good idea to marry the niece. But the Gemara there doesn't just say any niece. The Gemara says, bas achoso, your sister's daughter. Doesn't say your brother's daughter. Right? Why is it your sister's daughter? So, Tosfos goes to Rashbam, doesn't matter. Hu adin bas achiv. Ava bas achoso noka lefisha mishadalto bedvarim, the v'shchiach shenosei bita. It's more common. Okay, one idea. But there's another day. Tosfos goes to Rabbeinu Tam. The bottom little Tosfos here. Yivam eslamach beiz mebeiz. Rabbeinu Tam omer, dafka bas achoso lefishi hi bas mazalo. Kida amrinat, rov banim domim la'ache ha'em. Because bas achoso is the same as mother's brothers, right? It's the same opposite mirror relationship. So those two always are connected to each other on a deeper level. That's why it says Tosfos. Our Gemara is the basis why it says bas achoso there. So it's a good idea. The sister's daughters are the mother's brothers, right? It's the same relationship. Tosfos, that's what it has to do with our Gemara. Once we're here though, we'll quote the Tosfos Yeshanim, who has an amazing line, which again is not our topic now, but he says, you know why bas achoso? Because if it was bas achiv, so then future yibum possibilities would be messed up. Because then you would be related, if Reuven dies without children, and his brothers, and he's married to the daughter of his brother, and then his brother dies without children, then he won't be able to yibum. Lamaisa, it's amazing that we think about these possibilities of yibum in the future, and we have to worry about it. But that's, he quotes that possibility. To asi lahavkia mitzvas yibum. He has that line. Tosfos Yeshanim right here on the Gemara in Yevama Samach Gimel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. This is a little agadic section right here in Yesh Nochlin. Says the Gemara, once we're on this topic, the Asuru, and they turned in when the Shevet Dan, I think it was, came in and tried to convince this Yonasan, this Levi, to come work for them. They stole the Avodah Zarah and they were going to take the priest along with it, the priest in quotes, obviously he wasn't a priest. The Asuru, and they turned in, Mi Aviach Alom, and they asked, who brought you here? Umato Sebazeh, what are you doing here? Umalachapo, all these phrases. Says the Gemara, all these phrases are veiled references. Amrulo, oh, I forgot one thing, the Chida. Eshes Chayil Mi. Rashi Tevis Achim. Right? Eshes Chayil Mi Yimsa. Okay. Amrulo, so they say they quote this psukim. What are you doing here? Amrulo, so they're really emphasizing to this Yonasan or Levi. They're saying, Lav mi Moshe ka'asis. Haven't you come from Moshe Rabbeinu? Tichsiv bei al tikrev halom. Right, that word halom is referring to the sneh. Lavi Moshe kaasis tichsiv bei mazeh biyadecha. Right, by the mate. Lavi Moshe kaasis tichsiv bei vata po amodi madi. Right, you come from all of these. Tasek koin lavodah zarah. Right, what are you? This is, you know, your grandfather was, and this is what you're doing. Tasek koin lavodah zarah. Right, the Mefarshim explain that. These three are referring to the three major events in Moshe's life, right? It's referring to, number one, the Al Tikrev Halom, the Sneh, that was his meeting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Number two is Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mazeh Biyadecha. And number three, Vatapo Amin Amadi, that's Marmon Har Sinai. Right, so the three major events, Moshe Rabbeinu's life, meeting Hashem, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Marmon Har Sinai, are alluded to. And that's what they're saying here. Says the Gemara, an amazing line in the Iyun Yaakov here. Again, if he didn't say it, you know, we wouldn't be able to say it. Says the Iyun Yaakov, right here. That's the Iyun Yaakov is the Shvus Yaakov, or Yaakov Reischer, I think. Right, the, from 1700s. So he says, look in the Medrash. Ein medrash efshar lomar mishum deyesh lomar da adaraba hov akasis mimoshev and asa isha sheino. Well, he gets into he married right. He didn't marry the bas tovim roi. But then he says v'yesh lomar od shemeis Hashem aizazos lefisha galui v'yadua she'asid lifrosh min ha'isha al pi ritzui hakadosh baruch hu ve'inachon la'agin bas yisrael ha'hogenes lakach nasa bas yisrael. That's pretty tragic against Tzipora. Tzipora didn't do anything wrong. But in a certain way, because it was foreseen that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to have to separate from his wife, the only person in history that was going to have to do this, right? So maybe that somehow played into the fact that she didn't come from the stock of other Benos Yisrael. Again, Tzipora got to marry Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, we can't look at it, fault her at all. But this is, again, maybe Siyata Deshmaya had it, again, but a lot more has to be explained, based on that, idea. Okay, let's continue. So the people say to him, are you from Moshe Rabbeinu? Amar lohen kama kubal ni beis avi abba. I have a mesora from my grandfather. La'olam yaskir adam asmal avodazara v'al yisarech labrius. You should rent yourself, hire yourself. I have a mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. They should rather do avodah zarah v'al yisarech labrius. I need a job. So I have to make some money. Avodah zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu said that avodah zarah. That's what one of the farshim say based on a medrash. It didn't mean avodah zarah. It meant avodah zarah, meaning maybe not if somebody avodah shezara lo. Shazara lo, avoda that he's not totally involved in his bodedus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day. You're going to be involved in other things in life. Maybe that's what avodas are, but he misinterpreted Moshe Rabbeinu. The husav avodas are mamish. V'lo hayol avodazara avoda shazara lo. An avoda that you're not used to. You know, even if it's, you're not used to it, you know, even if it's not your expertise, better to get a job and, you know, make an honest living rather than be supported by tzedakah and not doing something that I might say is beneath me to do. Kedamar le Rav, l'Rav Kahana, like Rav once saw Rav Kahana, netosh dveilasa b'shuka v'shkol agra. You know, flay the vela in the shuk and get money for it. V'lo tema gav rabana v'zilo b'milsa. And don't say, I'm above this and I'm not going to do this. And it's zilzil in my eyes. Again, a couple of points related to this. First, once we talk about Rav Kahana, Tosfos says the girsa here, don't say, I am a Kohen. Our girsa is Votema Gavra Rabba Ana. Tosfos' girsa is Votema Kahana Ana. So what does that mean? I'm a Kohen or I'm Rav Kahana. So Pirish, Rabbi Notam, Votema Ani Rav Kahana, Shani Chashev. Votema Bereshai Haya Kohen, Delav Kohen Aya. It's a big controversy. Was Rav Kahana a Kohen? The last name Kahana in our day and age is generally Kohanim. But here, Rav Kahana, right? Kidamina Bazroa, in the Chulin, it talks about Rav Kahana taking, some Matnas Kahuna because of his wife, which itself is a discussion whether a Kohen gets any of the Matnas Kahuna. But either way, that's Tosfos says, don't think Rav Kahana was a Kohen. That's Tosfos Ashita, here, that he was not a, but he was not a, a Kohen. There is a Medrash, again, a Medrash also that is, Somewhat amazing. It's a Mechilta. The Mechilta right here in Parshas Yisro. Rebbe Lezer HaModoy Omer. Moshe comes to Yisro and wants to marry Tzipora. And what happens? Kishamar Moshe li Yisro, tein li Tzipora bitcha leisha, Yisro kibel alecha, Yisro kibel. Alecha davar zeh, sheomer elecha, bet alecha leisha. I have to make a deal with you. Whatever I say. Amar lomau. So Moshe said, okay, what's your deal? V'heishiv shehaben sheyetchila yeh lavodizara. Umizeh haisa hakabala mibeis avi abba. Whoa. And after that, the rest. Moshe agreed. Machar ben echa lavodizara. Avotaa. But the mistake was, this is one pshat, so the Chedushi HaGaonim say, I quote here in the Biri Adaf, that the mistake was, it doesn't really mean Avoda Zara. Yesh she'ina osik v'derech eretz klal al ovi, like we just said, Ovid Hashem yom v'alayla. It's one Avoda, it's Sorek HaKadosh Baruch Hu day and night, like Tarasa Umnaso every second. And others are involved in the world. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu understood. Right? The first one will be Avoda Zara, meaning it won't be like me. Like me, maybe you see in the future that I'm going to ultimately, I'll give you my daughter, but like we were just talking about, but she's going to end up being Porish Mina Mina, and that's why Aaron and Miriam couldn't understand that. They said Lashon Hara. So Moshe says, don't worry about it. It's only going to be, it's not going to be It's not going to be my son. Your grandson is not going to have to do this. Okay, that's one shot. But obviously, the grandson misunderstood. But somebody sent me a pshat last night from the Chushi Arim. The Chushi Arim says that maybe, no, the point was that where did Yisro come from? Well, Yisro! Yisro was still interested in Avodah Zarah. He saw every Avodah Zarah in the world. He did tshuva. So maybe that's what Yisro was saying. Yisro was saying, you know, everybody else that is not into Avodah Zarah, I'm the only one that knows Vadai how they're all false. Because I did everyone. And I know that they're all false. I'm a bigger believer than anybody. So that's what Yisro was telling Moshe. I want my grandson to have the same experience as me. I want him to go through all the Avodah Zarah and then come to the conclusion that, you know, they're all wrong, because then he'll be even a stronger person. And Moshe says, okay, what was the mistake? The mistake was, no. The mistake was, you don't put yourself into a situation of danger, of nisayon, if you don't have to. Right? If somebody's a Baal Tshuva, right? They don't say, oh, I wish, right? Oh, it's better to be osek in the Averis and then become, even though Gemara says, Makam Shabali Tshuva Omdin, but that's a b'dievet situation. It's not l'chachiva, you know, I'm going to go off to be able to do Averis to be capable to become a Baal Tshuva. No, echteva ashuv. No, that's not. Because who knows what's going to be at the end. We don't put ourselves into the situation. So maybe that's what was going on here. And then the Chushi Rim says, if you look closely at the Medrash doesn't say, your first son will be this, and then your second son. It says, your first son will be Oved Avodah Zarah v'acharkach, meaning hopefully the same son. V'acharkach. Let's try it. And that, so maybe that's what is being referred to in this Medrash, and that's why Moshe would have agreed, Yisro would have suggested it. Maybe that's a deeper idea in this Medrash. Fascinating. So, okay, so the last line of the Gemara says that Rav says to Rav Kahana, right, that Lo Tamer Gava Rabba, Ana, don't say you're a great person and you can't do it. It is beneath one's covets. This is also a major discussion. You know what, let's just get up to the Judas and then we'll talk about that line. Last line, Kivan Shara, David, Shemamon Chaviv Alav. Later on in history, David met this grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, this Yehonasan, this Oved Avodah Zarah, but he obviously did tshuva. As is seen here. That's what we said before. David saw, though, that he was into money. Mamon Chaviv Alav, he channeled his powers. V'yoser minuhu al ha'otzaros. He was memanahim on the Otzros HaMelech, and he said, use your powers for good, be a good treasurer. Shneemar Ushfuel ben Gershom ben Menashe. Or, as it said, ben Moshe, as is the R pasuk that we have. Negid al ha'otzaros, v'chi Shvuel shmo v'al ha'yonasan shmo. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, sheshav lakel b'chol libo. Right, he did tshuva at the end of his life, and he was even able to serve Moshe Rabbeinu. Good. The issue of accepting money rather than doing, making any other living. So, the big discussion, what about getting money for Torah? Right, that is a huge discussion that you could have a separate shiur about, but we're not going to. But there are various chazals and rishonim. Rama Yerodei, I think I have it. I think it's the one that we're going to have it in Resh Mem Vav. Yeah, this is it. There's various discussions in the rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah is very strong. And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah of Alois and Tkardom Lachbarbo. Right? The rishonim, various rishonim say, you cannot accept money for Torah. Right, if somebody's a Rebbe, if somebody's teaching Torah, just like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for free, the Gemara says, Mahu b'chinam afata b'chinam. Right, says the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Kala meisim alibosh yasuk b'torah, v'lo yasem alacha, v'yisparnis ben atztaka, hariz achilo as Hashem, u'bize as haTorah, v'kaba ma'or hadas. If you sit and learn Torah and accept money, the Rambam says, chil Hashem, right, and mevaz es amoados, v'kiba ma'or hadas, v'garam ra la'atzmo, v'notol chayav min ha'olam ha'ba, v'visha asur lenotz b'divrei ha'torah ba'olam hazeh, kol anena b'divrei Torah, notol chayav min ha'olam, right, it's impossible. V'yotziva lo tazim ha'torah lehizgadol b'hem, lo kardam lachbar b'hem, right, so the Rambam is very strong in his phrases here. And the Rambam also in the Pirush Mishnayis in Pirkei Avos, again, very, very strong in the fourth parak on the mitzvah of Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok Omer, lo tasim atara lehiskadel bahem, velo kardom lachbar bahem. And the Rambam says there, da, shezeh shamar al tasez atara kardom lachbar bo, al tach shevene kli leparnasa. Upirish Rambam, kol anem alo bezeh, pekavet tara, zeh hichris, az nafsho, michayel, amabah, v'chulu v'chulu. Right. So this is the Rambam, and this is other sources. The question is, okay, so how does a rabbi ever make a parnasa? How does a rebbe ever get paid? How does that work? So that is the Kesef Mishnah already discusses it. The Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam discusses it, and the Rama. I'll read it to you from the Rama. The Rama in Yeridaya here in Reish Mem Vav in Hilchos Talmud Torah Sif Chaf Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch on the halacha that you have to push yourself for Torah. Ain Divrei Torah Miskayim Mibimisha Misrap Atzma Aleihem Belom De Mitoch Idun Umitoch Achidu V'Shasiya. We can't just focus on enjoyments in life. Ela B'Misha Memis Atzma V'Chulu V'Lo Yitin Sheina Leinav V'Snu Malaf Apav. And then the Rama says, don't think you're going to get both. If it happens, great, but don't think you're going to get both. Both, tons of money, and tons of Torah. Ki mi shemale machshav azu belibo, einu zocha lekisra shel Torah. Ela yasa Torah so keva, umalach techo arai, v'yamayit be'esek v'yasok batorah, v'yasur tanugi azman milibo. Right, this is a Musar Rama. V'yase malacha kol yom kidechayav imein lo mayochal. Work for a living. V'shara yom balay l'yasek batorah. U'malak dulo l'misha misparnis v'maysa yodav shenemer yekabecho kisochel. Don't expect to be rich, but, you know, work what you need to do to make a living. And then he quotes, kol ha'meisam ha'libah l'asak batorah v'lo l'asas malacha harizah mechalas Hashem v'mvazah torah v'chulu v'chulu. And then the Rama says, at the end though, v'yesh omrim. Says the Rama, if the rabbi is involved in real estate, and the rabbi is involved in all these other things, he loses, in our day and age, says the Rama 500 years ago, he loses his position as rabbi, and he's not going to be as good of a rav as he could. Right, he's going to be involved in these other things. So that's why the Rambam says that the Rambam says in our day and age, that's what he has to do. You have to. It has to be part of the, a Rebbe has to make a living. Besides the other heterim, the Kesef Mishnah speaks about Schar Batala, you know, paying him for what he does, for what he could do. Right, many very smart Rabbanim could be great lawyers and great, in other areas of Halacha. But they're choosing to devote their lives to Klal Yisrael, right, so that is different. That's what the Rama talks about. Again, it's a very long Rama. I just call you one tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in a, is there Rav Moshe? Here. So it says Rav Moshe in Yeridaya, Kufte Zayin, the Rama writes, in 1964, Binyan Kabbalas Pras L'Parnas Asam Kedesh Yuchlu L'Skada Batorah. So says the Rav Moshe, Rabbanim Anot L'Pras V'Malamdim Imatalmidim V'Rashi Yeshivas Anot L'Pras. They take a parnasa, they take a salary. So is that appropriate? So Rav Moshe says yes. Why? Because you want them all, you know, teaching your children and trying to have to make a parnas on the side, right? That's not bizman hazeh. We're not on that level. Ani omer elu hein mischastim mitzachitas harambam he ba'atzas ayetzahara kedesh yafsek milomod v'yasok b'malacha u'mischar v'chadome ad shelo basof heim shochachim af miksas shekvar lamdu v'ena manichem af lekvo azman kasa l'tam haTorah. If somebody's a teacher, if somebody is a rabbi, he should be involved in Torah, right? If that's what he's supposed to do, and I the Rambam. Says the Moshe, forget the Rambam. Right, the Rambam is not Lamaisa for us today. Lo yala machshav tcha eitzas ayetzahara sheish bekabalas apras delomdim derabanim umelamdim v'rashi yeshivas ve'eza chet v'chisar midas chasidus shurak lahasis lifrosh min haTorah umi yitain v'yinim sam anashim isnadvim leparnas har beit talmid chachamim misrabim bnei Torah v'chulu v'chulu. Again, he's the emphasis of the Rama and the Rav Moshe mostly. Rav Moshe also talks about people just learning. But the focus is the people who are giving to the community and giving to the Talmidim. Okay, a lot more there, but again, we touched on it. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now, back to Yesh Nochlin after a blot of Agadata. Says the Gemara, Abanim Esav. Abanim Esav, fifth to last line. So the Mishnah had said that the sons inherit the father. They're the first in line. Abanim Esav, and they are before the daughters. So that's the Minolan here. Minolan, how do you know sons come before daughters? We spoke on the last daf, how do we know that sons come before father? and sons come before brothers. How do you know son comes before daughter? Me a couple of days. Me nala on day number one. Dichsif. The ish kiyamus, the gomer. Time and ish kiyamus, and he has no son. Time a day lo ben. Hayesh lo ben. Ben called him. So if he has no son, but if he has a son, the ben comes first. Amalei Rapabal Abaya, Ema, Iika ben Liros. Maybe, if there's a son, the son should get Yerusha. Liros ben. Iika bas, Tiros bas. If there's a daughter, the daughter should get Yerusha. So far, so good. But Iika ben Ubas, Lohai Liros, below Ire Liros. None of them should get it. None of them. Says the Gemara. Ve'ela man Leros. Otu bar kashi, the masa Leros. Will you give it to the mayor? Right, give it to the ruler of the city. What do you mean? Nobody gets. So, no, hachi gamina. This is what I meant. Ika ben ubas lohai liros kule. For lohai liros kule elaki adadi lirso. No, it means that they should split it. How do you know that the son comes before the daughter? Maybe they should split it in that case. Amar le abaya v'yisrakra lashmeinon hecha delesle elachad bra lirsinu lekuli nirse. Meaning, then why would the Torah say ein lo ben? It should just say ein lo zera. Right, if the sons and the daughters were equal, then it should use a more inclusive lashon, and then you would know that sons and daughters are equal. The fact that it says ein lo ben means that it must be that a ben comes first. So as the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe it has to say ben to emphasize after that bas, to just to tell us the din that a bas would be yoreshes. Maybe we wouldn't know that a bas is yoreshes at all. The Rashbam here discusses why would we have such a havamina that there wouldn't be yoreshes. So the Gemara, no. Hahumi mivakol bas yoreshes nachla nafka. No, we would know that from a different pasuk. We know from a different pasuk that the word that bas is yoreshes at all. So because of that, the Gemara should have said here, Zera. Because it doesn't say Zera, it says Ben. That means that Ben comes before Bas. That is all day number one. Day number two. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Mehacha. Here we go. The first of a number of times in this parak where we will be referring to Benos Slavchad. Right? Mehacha. Lama Yigara Shem Avinu Midog Mishpachto. The Benos Slavchad, the Mechabevei Eretz Yisrael, come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say it's not fair. Why should our father, we'll talk about later on in the parak, what chelik was it? Was it their fathers? Was it their grandfathers? Chayfer? So we'll have to get to that. And what exactly did Slavcha do? Right, that's coming up, Ad Hashem, in the coming dafim. Lomi Yigar Hashem Avinim Midog Mishpachta. Why should our father lose out? Why? Ki ein lo ben. There's no son. Taima dein lo ben. Hayesh lo ben. Ben kodem. So it's mashma from their words that if it was a son, we wouldn't be saying he'd get anything because their son would get it. Ah, says the Gemara, how could that be a raya? V'dilma b'no slavchad hu deka'amren hachi. Maybe the b'no slavchad just said it. V'nitzna tar v'nitzchad shahalacha. Maybe the b'no slavchad said it and, you know, it was for that time period. And, you know, a little unusual. Usually we use that as before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. The story of Lotus Slavchad happened in the Midbar. That was after Matan Torah. But either way, the Gemara is using the principle of maybe Bishas Midbar. At that time, you can't bring rayas from stories that happened then for halacha. So how can you bring a raya from that? So Ella, Mechab, meaning what the other cases that we brought before, that wasn't based on a story. That was based on psukim that we darshaned. Right, that's obviously Chazal. But here, it's based on the words that B'no Slavchad used. Maybe we can't bring rayas from that. We'll get back to that. So, Ela Mechaber, Tekadishin in Meikara. Okay, so go back to answer number one. Uben Ein Lo, Pshat number one. Number one. Number two. Number three. We'll get back to Nitna Torah V'Nitzchach Halacha. Let's just do all four approaches. Ravina Amar Mehacha, the fourth. The third one. Hakarov Elov. Hakarov, Karov Kodem. Right, the closest one, and we say the closest one is a son. Omai Korvet to Ben Mibas. What's the kurva of a son more than a daughter? Should Ben, as we said yesterday, the son is the only one who can do yiud, right? Either the father does yiud or the son does yiud. And steachuza, as we mentioned, if the son is poda, then it goes back to the father. Unlike anyone else who's poda, then it goes to the kohanim by a steachuza. And so therefore, those two. So you see, the son is unique. So the Gemara says, that's good to contrast to the brother, but not to the daughter. Yada. Bas la bas yadihi. First of all, the daughter, you can't say, oh, it's something that a ben has that a bas doesn't have. It's not shayach by a bas. A bas can't marry a shifcha, so it's not shayach to bring that as a raya. Steachuza nami. Mehai percha gufa. And also, what's the root of steachuza, as we said yesterday? The root of that, what's the source of that? Yibum. Decha kaim alei latana. Klum yishibum el makam shein ben. And by yibum, ben and bas are equal. So that can't bring a raya. Okay, Number three is also knocked out. Go back to number one. V'iba yisema mehacha. Then you have the fourth one. V'zachaltam osam livnechem acharechem lareshes achuza. And the pasuk said, you will be manchil the avadim to your sons, b'nechem v'lo b'noseichem. So we darshan sons and not daughters. Elameyata, what? Every time it says b'nechem, it's talking about, you know, only b'nechem. L'man yirbu yimeichem yimei b'nechem. Hachanami b'nechem v'lo b'noseichem. What, daughters are excluded from that pasuk of l'man yirbu? No, bracha shiny. Bracha doesn't have any distinctions. The Rashbam says, bracha shiny, dilakol Yisrael mivarech. Right? Ein bracha lachatzain. And therefore, there's no chilek there. Okay, so we have number one and number four are accepted, lamaskana in this regard. Ninadarab is chacha halacha, as we said, here it's an unusual usage, but the source of that line, as we have mentioned often, is the Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Hey, where the Gemara has a machlokas between Rav Asi and Abaya. Rav Asi and Abaya about a mother, tumas leita of a mother and brismil of a child. The Gemara there says, in the name of Rav Asi, kosh imo tmeya leita, ni molashmona, v'chol isheini imo tmeya leita, ini molashmona. Right? Only a mother who is gets tumas yolades, right? Beginning of Tazria, her son gets brismila on day 8. Right, because you have in the pasuk the smichas apsukin, you have a woman is tmeya leida and ubiyam hashmini yimo basar alaso. But if a woman is not tmeya leida, then the bris milah is not on day 8, but on day 1. That is Rav Asi shita. Which woman is not tmeya leida? Caesarean section. Right, a woman who has a baby al derech caesarean section, not derech rechem, she is not tmeya leida, and therefore Rav Asi holds that baby boy will get a bris milah on the day he was born. Right, as long as he's healthy enough. That's Rav Asi. And Abaya argues. Abaya says, I'll prove to you that you're wrong. Doris Rishonim Yochichu. Why? Because if you look in there, right, Sara Imenu. There was no Tumentara there. She was not Tamei Leida, and yet Yitzchak Avinu had his Bismil on day 8. He was the first one. So you see, there's no connection between Tumas Yoledes and Bismil on day 8. Answers Rav Asi, Nitzna Torah, Vinishacha Halacha. Right? Don't bring me rayas from before Matan Torah. Don't bring me rayas from a story in the Torah. Doris Mary Shonim, Rashi, May Avram ad Matan Torah, She nitzna milo v'lo nagu tuma. Right? Doris Mary Shonim. So, nitzna v'lo chach halacha. What does that line mean? It means that just because something existed beforehand doesn't mean that there's something different that we have to learn from there. Nitna Torah v'nischach halacha. Right? And that's the shita of Rav Asi. Who do we paskin like? Who do we pass on like in that machlokas? It's a sveka d'dina. Right? The Rosh says sveka d'dina. The Shulchan Aruch says, what do we do? So what do we do? So we're machmer on both sides. If there's a baby born cesarean section, so we don't do brismila on day 1. Why? Because if you do brismila too early, it's not a mila. If you do it too late, okay, you did it late. That's why we'll wait till day 8. But if there's a cesarean section on Shabbos, we will not do brismila the following Shabbos, because maybe the halacha is like Rav Asi. Do it on day 1. So we do it the following Sunday, which is for sure. Simchal Zeh B'Yadcha, the Rambam says there in Chulin, on Daf Kuf, that all the mitzvahs that we had from before Har Sinai, we have Eber Menachai, we have Bris Mila. Why do we do Eber Menachai? Not because Noach didn't do it. Why do we do Bris Mila? Not because Avram Avinu did it. We do all mitzvahs because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai. The history of a mitzvah might be from before Har Sinai, but the reason that mitzvahs are obligatory upon us, the source, the beginning of our halachic mesorah, is Dafka and Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Nitzna Torah v'Nischach Halacha, quoted here again a little bit, not in the same exact way, because this story happened after Har Sinai. But in the larger scheme of things, that it's a story in the Torah. Who says that that's binding upon us? That is what is meant. Okay, let's just finish up the Gemara, the last section. Again, that's a huge topic, which we've talked about, but we have to just finish this up now. What's the source in the Torah that paternal brothers yarshin each other? You learn it from the Shvatim. You learn it, just like the brothers were all brothers paternally, right? They had four different mothers. So too, here. Valamali, why do you need that pasuk for? Mi mishpachto v'yarasho sa, ksiv, mishpacha zav, kri mishpacha, mishpacha zav, inakri mishpacha, like we said up above. Inachinami, okay, you're right. V'chiyit mar de Rabba, le'inyin, yibam mitmar. Rabba's statement about the Shvatin, that was a source for yibam. That yibam only goes by paternal brothers, not by maternal brothers. So that's really what Rabba, but really the source for Achim and Av could come from Mi Mishpachto via Rash Osa. Okay, about the stuff here. Again, tomorrow show we put up from the last cycle. And by the Shem, we will pick up with Kofiud Beis.